All right, today I'd like to talk about five different ways that God may surprise you as we reflect on Ruth. The first way I think God may surprise you is that God is not concerned at all about people's race, nationality, or status. That has little to no value in God's kingdom. I mean, we see Ruth, she wasn't a Jew, so she wasn't in God's, the apple of his eye family. She was a Moabitess, as we talked before, and even though many discriminated against her, God loved her just the same. Because we don't serve a God that discriminates, and he loves all people just the same. The second point that God can surprise you is that men and women are both equally important to God. And this may seem like a small thing to you if you're not raised with this kind of mentality, but there's actually cultures that I'm sure you're well aware of that they put greater value on men and minimize women, especially in the Muslim culture. But God cares about men and women the same, and we are all one in his eyes, and we are only complete together. So men and women are complete together, mirror the image of God, not individually. And that's something that a lot of people have a problem getting their heads around, but it's not that man is in the image of God. It's not that the woman's in the image of God. It's together they are in the image of God. You know, most false religions have elevated men and dishonor women. Christianity is the one religion that has consistently honors men and women at the same level. And it's interesting to me, especially in the economy we find ourselves, how that women are trying to lift themselves above men. And by doing that, they actually destroy this principle. Another area that may surprise you, that God may surprise you, is there's no such thing as unimportant people in God's eyes. You know, even though if you saw Ruth as an important person, she was from Moab, a nation that originated from an encounter between Lot and one of his daughters. That alone, you know, we don't have that frame of reference, but the people that lived back in that day may have looked disdainfully at the Moabites. The one people group I think about in my generation growing up was the Gypsies. Gypsies were viewed disdainfully because of their lifestyles. And, you know, the fact that she was a poor widow, she was living in a foreign land, away from her birth family, people could ask the question, what's she doing here? But God saw her as important to his plan to culminate being part of the lineage of Jesus as a grandmother to King David. And God's plan typically involves using people who are considered to be underdogs, which is such an interesting thing to me. Oftentimes, the underdogs, the unimportant, the unimpressive, from a man's perspective, are who God chooses. And as he says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. It's because of our failures, our response to our failures and our weaknesses, that God is given glory and that people see Jesus. Another surprise about that God may surprise you is that God uses little things to accomplish great plans. So what an amazing plan God had in the series of little things that add up to this important plan that God had. God intended for Ruth to be part of his story. So he pulled together all these events, such as famine and Naomi's relocation to Moab, their return from Bethlehem, Boaz's bloodline, and many other events, just to ensure that Ruth could be part of his plan. And God does these same things in our lives today. Another thing that may surprise you about God is he's a He has a Redeemer in place who can rescue us from the devastation of our own sins. And God has a Redeemer for our lives too, and that his name is Jesus. And Boaz was a type of Jesus in his generation. And his redemptive work has impacted our lives today. So we see that we are all desolate and a result of sinful natures. We are empty, just like Naomi was empty and devastated after her. She had lost everything and returned to Judah. And our sin has rendered us empty and desolate spiritually. But Jesus is willing to redeem us, and he wants to rescue us from the penalty of our sin. And all we have to do is to be rescued, is to call on him in faith and ask him to save us, as Romans 10:13. So my hope is that you are one of his redeemed. And if you're not, my hope is that you will call on him right now and ask him to save you once and for all from the consequences of your sin. But I feel like this story, we have these illustrations in the Bible and practical stories of people that were used to bring redemption to their generation. And that's my plea with you, is to see that you have an opportunity through redeeming one person in your generation to save an entire lineage, an entire people group, because of your faithfulness to be the Redeemer to someone in your generation. So God bless you.